Good morning and welcome to 101.3 and 1240 WJTN Jamestown. This is The Times of Your Life. I'm Andrew Hill, and Russ and I want to feature another great show from days past. 2011 is when Jim Roselli and Russ brought into the studio Vince Colarco and his family to talk about Colarco's Italian restaurant in Westfield. This program is a fascinating program, talks about Italian heritage and the American dream and a family working hard to provide great meals for more than 70 years to the community. And Colarco's is still in operation today. But we thought we would feature this program today on The Times of Your Life. Sit back, enjoy, and let's reminisce with Jim Roselli and Russ Dietrich on The Times of Your Life.
I just want to start the broadcast today because I think it fits the mood that we're going to try to create with the audience today.
Ehi compare, ci vuoi suonare? Chi si suona un friscaletto? E come si suona un friscaletto? Un friscaletto tipiti tipiti ta.
Mr. Colarco, Vincent Colarco, did you have a friscoletto?
Oh, I had everything. I had everything, Jim. The Lord's been good to me. He gave me everything.
Well, we've got a lot of cumbardies on the broadcast today. Right, Russ?
Absolutely, James.
Thanks to Pat Locke and Bill Locke. They introduced us to the Colarco family, who have operated the Colarco restaurant in Westfield for, what, 80 years?
78 years.
78 years, Russ.
Oh, boy, that's a long time. That's a lot of dishes to wash.
Our guest today is Vincent Colarco, his lovely wife, and his son, Steve Colarco. And they started out in 1931. That location in Westfield, which is 15 Market Street, was a grocery store. Right, Vince?
Right it is. You're right it is. We, Papa and Mama started out as a little Mom and Papa grocery store. It was during the Depression, and so many people had nothing, and Mom and Papa would never refuse anybody, and they would come in and say, "Oh, Mr. Clark, or, oh, Mrs. Clark, we don't have any money, but we'll pay you." And Papa and Mama, God bless them, took care of everybody. And one day, I could still see Papa stand there, and he had the cash book in his hand. I said, "What are you doing, Papa?" He said, "You know what, honey?" He said, "These people won't pay me anyway." And he slammed the book shut, opened up the stove, threw the book in. He said, "Go ahead, lock the front door." And he said, "Take what groceries we got left down the basement." And he was right. Not one soul ever paid him.
Wow.
Not one. But of course, then he had no more groceries and no money. But that's when he opened up the restaurant.
1933. Well, let's say hello to the rest of the family. And your wife's first name is?
Charlotte.
Charlotte Colarco. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Where did you meet Vincent?
At the restaurant. I was just a schoolgirl then, and I would walk by, and he would be working. And eventually, my mom and dad, of course, would be in there on occasion. So that's how we met.
And it's been how many years since?
We had our 61st anniversary in September.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And how many children, Charlotte?
We have three, two boys and a girl. And our first son passed away.
Mm-hmm. It's really a family business, isn't it?
It is. The grandchildren even, are helping us.
Russ Dietrich will walk in and ask for a Garduni sandwich, won't you, Russ?
Absolutely, Jim. I'll probably get it, too, wouldn't we?
That would be good.
I just picked some.
The other member of the Colarco family is son Steve. Good morning, Steve.
How you doing, Jim?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for arranging this for your dad and mom to come directly to the studio, because we were thinking maybe they'd like to do it by phone.
No, Dad said he wouldn't miss coming up.
Well, who's taking care of the store at this moment? Well, or the restaurant, girls. I should say.
Yep. One of our girls is down there taking care of it. Yeah, Karen is working this morning.
Calarco since 1933. And Steve brought a little bit of memorabilia. And he showed me the picture of the restaurant. And he also showed me a menu where you could buy roast beef for 75 cents.
No, 75 cents was a steak dinner.
Oh!
Well, it does show on this menu that we have here, 75 cents for a roast beef, but that was 1961, I believe,
oh,
this
that's
menu
61.
Is.
I'm
way back.
Way back. It way was back. A spaghetti dinner was 35 cents. And 16-ounce T-bone steak, 75 cents.
You're not open on Sundays, right?
Yes, we are.
You are open?
Yeah, the lounge opens up at 12 o'clock on Sundays, and dining room opens at 4:30.
So you're a seven-day-a-week restaurant?
No, we're closed on Tuesdays.
Oh.
So I can see what my wife looks like.
That's an interesting a day to pick to see what your wife looks like, yeah. Tuesdays. All right. Steve, when I called you the other day and I asked you, what do you remember about your childhood at the restaurant? And tell them what you told me.
I told you I remembered mopping the floor. Yeah, 11 years old.
That's right.
I remember the first time I was, after I finished mopping, then we used to buff and wax the floors. And I told Dad, I want to try to use that buffer. So he said, okay. So I grabbed a hold of the buffer and I turned it on. And all of a sudden, it started going. I wanted to get my cowboy hat on and ride on it. I lost it.
It took you for a ride, didn't it?
Oh, it sure did.
Oh, God.
Well, when you look back 78 years and running a restaurant, but at the same time, we want to share part of your life where you were an athlete, Vincent.
Yes, In fact, that's what I did all my life. To my knowledge, that my life depended on the amount of sports I played. That was everything. I played every sport there was. We had my coach was Coach Downs. It was Coach Downs and. He always wanted all of the players to play every sport because then you were always in good shape. I was very fortunate. I was on the ball team in eighth grade, and as a varsity, I made a freshman. So I out of 16 varsity letters, I got 15. Mm. And that was my whole life. And I even played... When I got in the Army of Camp Edwards, I played football that there at Camp Edwards.
Who'd you root for last night, Vince?
Who'd you root for in that World Series?
Well, I'll tell you, the Yankees weren't in it. So my heart wasn't in it either.
Yeah. It was only half a World Series, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know, we want to certainly concentrate on the fact that when you opened the restaurant from a grocery store, did you picture you would be there 78 years later?
I had, if somebody would have told me that, I would have looked at them and said, you're out of your mind. But, you know, pride is a great thing, and the Clarko family have always had pride. So as we worked in the restaurant, our pride is what kept us going. And when Mom and Papa passed away, well, I didn't want anybody else to own the restaurant but the Clarkos. And that's why we still continue, and Steve and my daughter will have the, also continue on after we're gone.
Charlotte Calarco, does the menu have some of your favorite recipes?
I'm afraid they're not mine. They're all my daughter's. She makes everything good.
And what's her name?
Virginia.
Okay.
Actually, we call her Jeannie.
Mm-hmm. And she's responsible for the selection.
Yes, she has made the menu, and she makes everything in the kitchen, including cakes and pies and anything you can imagine.
Now, Charlotte, what basically is on the menu?
Well, the best thing, of course, is our spaghetti, lasagna. We have gnocchi. Rigatoni.
Don't forget tripe.
All of,
on a regular basis?
All of the Italian dishes are on a regular menu, but tripe is Vinny's specialty.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about Friday night? Is Clarko's into the fish business on Fridays?
Oh, yes. We have a big fish fry. We do haddock, and in the summer, we have Lake Erie perch. Very popular.
What about when you stop and think of everybody participating, what responsibilities do you give to each other?
Oh, dear. Everything is everybody's responsibility. It all has to be worked together. So we take suggestions. Whatever people think, this sounds good, well, we'll try it.
That's the way to work it out. Steve, starting as a mopper, what do you turn to after that?
I'm not sure I sort of followed Dad as far as the sports and that kept me busy. Enjoyed my wrestling and all that stuff. And then in the meantime, I worked over the restaurant, and then I got a job as far as a machinist, and so I only worked part-time at the restaurant. Used to open up Saturdays in the morning, or sometimes I'd close Saturdays, and then I'd clean the restaurant Saturday night or Sunday morning, so on and so forth. Otherwise, I haven't been in the business full-time. But we had my brother and my sister there, and just so many people. I didn't think we'd be able to afford three of us on one payroll, so I went out and I found something else to do, and then I helped out at the restaurant.
About how many people can you sit in the restaurant today, and how many was it in the very early days, as far as customers are concerned?
I'm not sure.
Well, the restaurant, according to the picture, is pretty much the same. We have, I believe it's five booths along where you had seen the chairs and tables, and then we had the bar the way it was, so it was probably about 45?
Wow.
Probably 45 people at the most before we opened up the dining room, because the dining room opened up afterwards.
Mm-hmm. And probably some of the same people come back day after day after day.
Oh, yes, you have to have your regulars. That's what the staple is of a business like that.
It's wonderful.
Let me go back to the beginning of the story, which would be Italy, right? Where did your parents come from, Vincent?
My father and mother both came from Calabria, Italy. Valpolio, small town. And they were, my aunt, or Papa's sister, owned a big farm. And this is what they did. They were very prosperous. And she also had a store. So Papa's parents have always been in business. So, of course, that's where Papa got it from when he came here. Papa he did two things when he first came here. Number one was that he learned how to talk English. That's number one. Number two, he got a job. And he did that all of his life. He didn't stick his hand out for a handout. And I'll tell you, he made the best Dago red you ever tasted in your life. He made 6 barrels a year.
Wow.
And you know what? 2 months before the next crop came due, it was gone because Papa had lots of friends.
That was just, such a common... What you would call common tradition. Anytime friends came to the house, it was a glass of wine that you wanted to serve them, right, Vince?
Absolutely. Papa, in fact, every night for supper, there was a whiskey bottle full of wine. And who was ever there was allowed to have some wine. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to go around the bush looking for it. Papa says, have some. I was 4 years old when I first had my first glass, not glass, but taste of wine, because Papa wanted me to taste it. And you know what? It was good.
There's a difference between having a glass and just a small taste of it.
Yes, very much.
Charlotte, where did your parents come from?
Well, we lived in Westfield all my life, so I don't know exactly where they came from, but...
They were from Canada.
My dad's family was French, of course, and his parents lived in Pennsylvania. But they came down from Canada before that, the family.
Well, we always look back and think, you're in the right place at the right time to meet the right person, right, Charlotte?
It must be.
How did Vincent propose?
Well, I think it was on a Valentine's Day. He had made up his mind. He wouldn't take no for an answer.
I knew something great when I saw it, honey.
I guess it was good.
Russ, how do you feel, getting so intimate with the family history?
It gives you a warm feeling, doesn't it, Jim? Mm-hmm. And to know they live in our community, it's a wonderful feeling. Vince, you were talking about your athletic career. We talked off microphone about who your coach was. A lot of people's name would be on their lips, wouldn't it?
Well, my love of my athletic career was Coach Downs. Mm-hmm. He was in Westville for 26 years. Mm-hmm. And I was, believe this or not, but I was mascot and water boy. And I was under his feet all the time, so he had to play me because just to get me out of the way, you know. But when I think of my years of sports, I've been so fortunate. I played with the Dukes here in Jamestown. Mm-hmm. When they were that Dukes team, I played with them. And then when I got in the Army, I played with Camp Edwards. And I got to tell you a little story about that. Everybody, when we made out the application, they didn't say, what school did you play at? What college did you play at? Well, hell, I was just out of school. And so when I made out my application, I put Westville Academy, and I stopped. So when these bruises were 260, 265, and I only weighed 199. And the coach said to me a week before the cutoff came, he said, you know, Clarko, you're taking an awful beating. I says, Coach, I got to play. Well, as it was, I made it. And when he was coming through, he looked at this sheet and it said, Westville Academy. Westville Academy, he says, where the hell is that? And I looked at him with sincerity in my eyes and I says, Coach, you never heard of Westville Academy? I said, well, that's a big school upstate. Oh, okay, congratulations. You shook my hand, y'all. And that was my get into the Army football.
What was your relationship with Jim Constani?
Jim Constani was my senior year coach. He came to Westville. He was in Westville. He replaced Coach Dowds, who retired and moved to Florida, and Jim Constani replaced him. And my last year of sports in Westville was under Jim Constani. He, as you know, he played with Philadelphia. He also played with the Yankees, a great pitcher. And that was my.
I just want Russ to tell the audience that here was another local boy, and one of the earliest ones to make the major leagues, right?
That's
Russ?
Right, Jim. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fine pitcher. You know, he was with the Whiz Kids, Philadelphia. In 1950, and then went on to have a pretty good career with the Yankees.
Steve, did you inherit the athletic ability from your dad?
Must be.
Yes, he did.
What was your favorite sport then?
Well, like I said before, I enjoyed the wrestling. Baseball, I enjoyed. It was fun. Football, I was like a guard. I was offensive guard and defensive tackle. And I used to always get some of the bigger guys mad because they couldn't stop me. Either I go between their legs or else I jump over them when they try to stop me.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you ever have ice skates on?
I sure did. I used to work up the ice rink when it was at Allen Park.
Well, did you go on to college, Steve?
Yes, I went to JCC.
And what profession were you aiming for?
Well, I was going for business administration, but then I ended up enjoying working in the shop, working with machines and such, so I ended up being a machinist instead.
Wow.
And what plant do you work at?
I'm down at Reynolds in Westfield, and we make flexible couplings and gear shafts and ring gears, hub gears.
Well, we're certainly getting a complete picture of not only the Calarco restaurant, but the Calarco athleticism, we might say.
Absolutely, Jim.
And it's a wonderful family. Were the girls athletes?
No, Jeannie was more, she had a, like, what do you call it, drum and bugle corps, or the rifles, you know, legionettes, they called them. And
marching.
Yeah, but like marching. And they used to go around to competitions all summer long, but Jeannie never really got into the actual sports.
Well, let's get back to the restaurant, because you opened that in 1933, 78 years ago. 78 years later, when you stop and think of all the food you've served to thousands of people, what's the favorite dish at Calarco's?
I'm sorry, but I've got to say it's lasagna and spaghetti.
Is your sauce a secret?
Let me say this much to you. Our sauce is so good that you could put that on anything, and it'll taste good. And not only that, but my daughter is so good at cooking that she can make grass taste good.
Charlotte, you said, oh, yes, it's a secret. What do you do, lock it in the vault every night?
Well, she has her own recipe, I guess, mm-hmm. because it's never written down. It's what she does every day. And it's the best I've ever had in my life.
Oh, was she self-trained at the restaurant?
Absolutely, yes.
Isn't that marvelous?
She just decided she was going to cook.
Wow.
Well, we're, you know, we want to, when you stop and think of the number of years and how the prices changed over the years, as time went by, did you add new ideas to the menu?
Well, we've pretty much, I think, got everything anyone would want. We do steaks, we do pork chops, we do all kinds, any kind, chicken. So it's whatever Jenny wants to try, that's what goes out.
I think once a year, honey, I forgot, around New Year's Eve, we have what they call a prime rib buffet, and it's the greatest. I'll tell you, Jeannie, when she does something like that, it's all home-cooked food, and you don't have to worry about coming out of a can. The only thing that comes out of a can in our restaurant is air.
A lot of hot air.
You mean during table talk, there's a lot of hot air, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're tuned to the times of your life on News Talk 1240, WJTN in Jamestown, New York. I'm Jim Roselli.
And I'm Russ Dietrich.
And our guest, the Calarco family from Westfield, celebrating 78 years in the restaurant business. Let me welcome again the Calarco family. And thanks to Pat Locke, who's in the studio. She wanted to say hello to the Calarcos. Pat, I know I don't have your microphone handy, but we welcome your visit here today.
Oh, this has been a pleasure to be here.
Just talk to Mike's right there, Pat.
It's a pleasure to be here and introduce the Calarcos to the Jamestown community. For those who aren't familiar with the Calarco name, I do want to put a plug in for the location. It's on Market Street. I don't know the number on Market.
15.
15 Market Street in Westfield. It's right off of Main. It's very easy to find. If you find the Napa Auto Store, then you're almost there. You just turn north on Market, and you'll see it on the right-hand side. One of the things I wanted to mention was when we were there for lunch one day, Bill and I had their wonderful lasagna. And Vinny's right. You can put it on the sauce on anything. It's remarkable. True. It's just very, very good. It's worth the trip, no matter what the weather is. But when we were there, we were looking at all the memorabilia that's on the walls, and I wanted them to touch upon that a little bit. But what I noticed, being a Lucy Festival volunteer, was the shelf above our table that was all dedicated to Lucille Ball. So that was most interest to me. But there was, growing up in that area, there were a lot of things on that wall, framed photos that was just very wonderful to see and reminisce with Vinny for the hour we were there, or maybe we were there a little longer. I think we were there a little longer. The time flew by because it was just a joy to reminisce and to meet Vinny and the entire family.
I'm looking at that menu, Pat, that they brought here for us to look at. And, you know, the prices will astound you, of course, when you look at meatloaf for 20 cents.
Oh, yes. What I was going to also make, I made a note here that when you opened in 1933, and your 78th year, now in 2013, you're going to be the 80th year. So I think a good suggestion would be to go back to those 1933 prices for one day.
That would be great.
That's
If you come and help us, we'll do that.
Okay. That'll be great. But it can't be in the winter, in the heart of winter, because I'm not here January, February, March. So it'll have to be outside of those 3 months.
Well, when you celebrated maybe your 75th year, did you celebrate it in a special way?
Yes, we did. We celebrated it with our customers and our friends. You know, we've had people that stop by, and how many people that they were there when they were little kids, and as they grew, they brought their families, and then their families also came. And you know, when I look at our little place there in Market Street, and I look at Westville, it's pride which we have there in Westville that makes it what it is. If we didn't have the pride in our family, we would never be there that long. But I want you to know that Westville has plenty of pride.
Well, I was told by, I'll say anonymous, but I was told that Charlotte every day greets the people. She just walks around and gives them a nice warm welcome.
She's the best, and if you take one look at her, you can understand why.
This is 61 years later, Vince.
Six, and she's as nice now as the day I married her.
He still has the same line, doesn't he, Charlotte?
Did we mention every member of the family, Steve?
I believe so, yes. We got Jeannie in there, and my brother Tim, like Mom said, he passed away last year, so we're missing him. That's all our family. We have three kids.
And now our grandchildren are there. We have both a granddaughter and a grandson working for us.
Right.
And they live,
cousins.
Do they live in Westfield?
Yes, they do.
So it's a get-together almost every day, isn't it, Charlotte?
It is. We have our whole family around us.
We enjoy
close.
It every day. Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh, Russ, this is one of those wonderful stories of the immigrants that come to America, and look what takes place.
Absolutely. That's why it's been just wonderful, Jim.
Jim, I had told my father one day when he was alive, and I said, Papa, wouldn't you like to go back home for a visit? And he hit that table with his fist, and he says, this is my home. I said, okay, Bob. You know, because he was 15 when he came over there. And, boy, he was angry to have me say, would you like to go home? He goes, this is my home. I could see him just like it was yesterday saying that.
Did he come as a 15-year-old? Did he come by himself?
He came by himself, yes. My Uncle Carl was already here. And what happened was that he lived with my Uncle Carl. And, of course, to take a good look at my mother, you can understand why Papa's eyes rolled when he saw her. And so Uncle Carl was married. So then Papa saw Mama, and you know what happens when two factions meet like that, and it wasn't too long later on that he married her. So two brothers married two sisters.
Wow,
what a story about the Clarko family and the Clarko restaurant. What are your daily hours at the restaurant, Steve?
Okay, usually 10 o'clock in the morning, Karen opens up through the week. And, of course, we have our noon, and then the dining room is open for lunch Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. At 11 o'clock, I believe, they open up. Yeah, and then Saturday we open up 4 in the afternoon, and Sunday we open up 4 in the afternoon for the dining room. But the restaurant, as far as the tavern part of it, is open up from 10 o'clock until about 9, 10 o'clock at night. And then Friday, they're usually there till about 12:30.
What a day.
Reservations required?
We wish.
We take all we can get.
Mm-hmm. You know, like Charlotte, I can't help but think of what's happened to, you know, the celebrities now on television with their cooking shows.
Oh, gosh. I don't think I would like to do that, but my daughter enjoys watching them, and she gets a lot of tips off that.
But does she feel, someday does she say, I think I can do that on TV?
No. I don't think she would ever plan on that.
That's like today, she chickened out.
Vince, do you have any neighbors in Westfield that have been in business or around anywhere near the number of years that you have? Is there a store? Is there a restaurant? Or is there a gas station or anything that's been there? Any what time that you
not,
have been.
Not that are still with the same family. Mm-hmm. Some of the businesses are the same, but names have changed.
You probably hold the record in Chautauqua County.
I'm not sure if that's amazing. True.
We just received word here on the broadcast that a wonderful friend that's listening to the show wants to say hello to Vince Calarco, because they played on opposing teams. Vince Joy wants to
say. Oh, God, he's my friend from way back. Oh, hi, Vince. Oh, God, what a pleasure this is. You and your family have been one of my friends ever since high school. What a pleasure. Thanks, Vince.
Well, you were opponents, though, on the field.
Yes. Well, you see, when you get two good ball players, you eventually become friends.
Oh, you two could have a great time sitting over a dish of spaghetti.
We have done that.
Well, he'll probably see you shortly at the restaurant.
I've refereed with Vince. I got to tell you that I received a monument from Ibo for 50 years of participation with the officials. And Vince, I work ball games with Vince.
50 years. And Vince has a lot of years in that program, too, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And his son now, of course,
yes.
is officiating.
Yes, he is. And out there, we had a great many, Muddy Rizzo and Jack Fulford and, oh, Paternini and, oh, God, so many wonderful guys. And I was so fortunate.
Westfield at that time played Jamestown many
times.
Yes,
we did. In fact, Vince Joy sent me a picture that we played Jamestown. I was jumping against Zangy from Jamestown here, and they beat us Jamestown beat us 38-35. I just looking at that. But you mentioned that, you know, and Muddy Rizzo and all those. Oh, what a bunch of great guys.
Is that when you had the center jump after every bucket?
Jump after every bucket?
After every bucket, we jumped. And the picture that Vince sent me was Zangy and me jumping. That's when I could jump.
Well, you know, when you stop and think that you started with a grocery store, and apparently it wasn't going that well, you thought, let's turn it into a restaurant. Who came up with that idea?
Papa. Papa was all of his family all over in Italy were all business people. And Papa wasn't satisfied just to go to work and come home with lots of money. He was always, hell, he even raised canary birds. did a few other things I'm not going to mention. But, I mean, he made 6 barrels of wine a year, you know.
All with local grapes, I bet.
Concord grapes. It makes the greatest wine. They call that Dago Red.
Do a lot of tourists come by and ask you about the history of the village?
Yes. In fact, I guess that's about my main, since I've had a little I got hurt during my overseas tour, and so I can't do a lot at the restaurant anymore, but I'm an interpreter, and I talk. And my wife says, "My God, you talk a lot." I said, "Well, I said to her, at least you know where I'm at." But yes, I do talk to a lot. In fact, I talk to anybody that'll listen to me about Westfield and Chautauqua County. We're the greatest.
Of all the visitors who come into Westfield, you had a man by the name of Lincoln went through.
Yes,
Westfield.
He did. He stopped in. And in fact, the house is still there. He's Bedell, Grace Bedell.
The statue is there right now.
The statue in the park. They've done a good job of getting that statue up there. And there's hundreds of people that visit that yearly.
Not on a world basis. So the name Welsh's is certainly
right
on the lips of people all over the world.
I went to school with Ross Welsh. Was a grandson of the founder of Welsh grape juice.
A lot of history in yes. Westfield, a lot of wonderful history there in Westfield, and we're getting a good piece of it today. For 78 years, the Calarco Restaurant. There's no intention of ever going out of the business, is there, Charlotte?
Oh, no. Our kids are going to carry it on, I'm sure. We're doing everything we can to keep it up. And hopefully everybody still wants to come and have our spaghetti.
And lasagna.
Yeah, oh, God.
And lasagna.
I always jokingly say we're the best restaurant on Market Street. And I've had customers sort of scratch their head. And they look around and they say, the best in Westfield? Where's the other restaurant? I said, you're looking at it.
Yes, I bet there's been a difference in the way you procure your food in the early days and you know what you procure now from the various delivery houses and stuff. How did you get your food in the early days? Local farmers or?
We I'll tell you is what we try very hard is to support any business in Westfield. Whatever we can buy, we do it locally. Mm-hmm. And then if we have to, then we go outside. But to us, if we help each other, that's what's going to help everybody. So whatever we can buy locally, we do that. Regardless of whether a nickel or a dime more, it makes no difference. But if we're going to help each other, we have to help each other by buying locally.
That's just more people should have that frame of mind, Vince.
Well, he was saying that more people should feel that way.
Right, right. We feel that if that happened, not just in Westfield, but in every small community that's losing their business, if they would support and help each other, they wouldn't be losing so much business.
Well, there's a campaign on called Made in America, you know.
There you go.
That sort of thing. Steve, you work during the day at a machine shop.
Yes, actually, I work second shift, 3 to 11.
Yeah, do you always go to the restaurant for your snack afterwards?
No, I bring a gentleman down with me to work, so I usually have to get him home, too. And I stop over at the restaurant whenever I can, either before or sometimes after work if I need to do something.
Do you have a lot of requests for banquets at Calarco's yes. restaurant?
Yes, we do. In fact, Jeannie, my daughter, who is our main chef, not only is she a great cook, but she makes the greatest pies and cakes you ever saw. And so whenever we do have banquets there, she makes whatever desserts we need, and she makes it all homemade. That's what you, when you come to Clarko's, that's what you get.
Charlotte, you get home. I'm sorry, Vince. You have a lot of takeouts, Charlotte?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not as much as I would like, but well, enough, you know. Mm-hmm. We do our share.
Well, when you stop and think of all that history and you stop and think of the regulars, as Russ called them, that come to the restaurant, do you have one or two that you can point out that has been coming for better than 50 years or more?
Yes, we, in fact, we have quite a few. In fact, just last night, I had a fellow ask for me. My job now is do what I do best, and that's yakking. And so he asked to see me. So I walked around, and he was... He looked at me and he says, "Vince, don't you remember me?" And I looked at him. He said, "Of course, I haven't been here in many years." I said, "No, I don't remember you, you know." But after he told me his name, we had a real good conversation. And this is what happens. So many people that we meet nowadays like us because of what we have to serve. When they look at and taste our food the way that my genie makes it, it just can't be beat. And this is why we're still there after all these years.
You probably have some people that come in, you don't even have to ask them what do they want. You just put it down in front of them. Is that right, Charlotte?
Usually you know what they drink first.
That's a good start.
They drink Diggle Red, don't they?
A lot of them are drinking wine.
Pat Locke, did you have a taste of that, or did you have a glass of that?
I may have been driving that day, so I don't know. But I wanted to get this in, that it is a true pleasure to bring you two Italian boys together today. I've been wanting this to happen for weeks, and we finally got it on tap and on the schedule. But when Vinny mentioned that Mama Loves Papa, there was a song, Mama Loves Papa. So I don't think we can find it quick enough to go out with that. But I remember the song. It was in the 50s. I don't know who sang it, but it's a real pleasure to bring you two men together today.
I think that was Perry Como, if I'm not mistaken. The possibility of it, yeah.
You shouldn't have made that a charge for Roselli. He'll find it, either today or Monday morning.
The possibility's there, no question about it. But do you play Italian music on the sound system, Steve?
We play any kind and every kind. Yeah, really. I like cello music, and Charlotte and everybody else, whatever turns them on, this is what we play.
He does have some tapes, though, of the Italian, and he does enjoy playing them for the people.
Do you serve special treats like cannoli or biscotti? Do you have that on the menu?
No. On the menu, because, you know, there aren't that many Italians in Westville anymore like there used to be. But we do serve what we can get rid of. And if we don't, we have these specials. But when you taste Jeannie's cooking, regardless of what she has there, it's the greatest.
Jenny has her own special desserts. She does a peanut butter luster pie, which she finds recipes, or she'll go on internet and pick up different things to try. She wants to expand her desserts all the time. So they're different, and they're not just a cherry pie.
One thing the people enjoy the most, though, is when Dad cooks, that Jeannie calls him the garbage cook.
Yeah.
Because he takes what he has in the refrigerator, and he makes something out of it, and that's what the people really enjoy, is friends that come in.
Yeah, I do. They call me the garbage cooker.
You know, looking back, you don't throw food away.
Oh, no.
There's what we call leftovers.
There you go.
Right? And they're sometimes tastier than the original.
I was just going to say that. You know, what we call leftovers is what some people have for their main dinner.
Calarco's located 15 Market Street in Westfield. Is that right off the main drag?
That's right off the main drag. And there's a parking lot right beside, plenty of parking. And you know what? We're so proud of the family because we're a family that worked together. That's why we're still there for.
Now, when you leave here today, following this broadcast, you're going back home. Are you going to spend the most of the day now, the rest of the day, in the restaurant?
Well, the first thing we're going to do, as far as I'm concerned, is we're going to have breakfast. And then we will go back to the restaurant, yes. All of us. The thing about the Clarko family is that they have plenty of pride. And along with the pride, they watch and take care of what they do. And that's what we do.
That's a great trait to have, Steve. And you're carrying that on with gusto, aren't you?
We're sure trying, anyway. It's kind of taxing as far as trying to get up to that level, but we're working on it.
Good.
Well, we've got some moments here that we should share here. Is there one particular sports thrill, Vince, that you had that you'll never forget?
Well, Jim, I'll tell you, I think I'm one of the more fortunate people in the world because I played all the sports. And, yes, I remember a football game that we had one time, and it was a crazy game, but I had three or four or five different fellas. For some reason, they kept missing me. I must have had grease on my pants because I must have gone up and down the field a couple of times and finally made a touchdown, and I remembered that one. I guess it was because it was just one of the games that I got away with it. Most times you would never do that. But I had so much fun playing sports.
You're very competitive.
Yes, very much so.
But one other fact in your life, Vince, we want to get into this broadcast. You served in World War II, and you served with Patton.
General Patton was my – I landed on Omaha Beach. Mm-hmm. And,
can you give us an insight into what that was like?
Horrifying. I was so scared. I mean, I don't know about anybody else. But when we landed on the beach, I just, people say at one time or another how scared they are. Well, they don't have no idea what fear is. When you think, I may not come out of this. And when we landed on the beach, it was young boys my age, 18, 19, just floating on the water. They were just, we lost 10,000 men that first day. And it's horrifying.
How long did it take you to get off the beach, Vince?
That didn't take too much time because there were those who landed on the beach before I did. And they more or less cleared the way a little bit for us. But it took... I would say, I'm just guessing now, maybe an hour and a half before we finally got on sand. The rest of the time we were in water.
Well,
have you ever attended reunions of your...
Oh, we have a reunion at my restaurant since 1980. And we had a reunion this year. At one time I used to fill our dining room. We had maybe 125, 130 people and their wives in my dining room this past year, September, second week of September, there was three of us.
Wow.
That's it.
But as long as there's two of us standing, we're going to have reunions. And that was a pact which we had amongst all of us.
How far did they come from?
They come from as far as California, Florida, but a lot of them now are disabled. They can't make it. They're not as lucky as I am, you know. So every year I send out notices, and we even go to pick up people that need rides. And as long as we can, we're going to do it.
Vinny, how old were you when you went ashore at Normandy?
19
years of age.
Wow.
Heading on shore and witnessing what you saw that particular day or days, we might say.
We liberated one concentration camp, Ohrdorf they call it, and I don't think that anybody who has never seen it have any idea what one person can do to another. When you see what that concentration looked like and the amount of bodies that are piled 6 and 18 feet high, and they're just, it's indescribable. You can't describe it. You have to smell it, and that smell stays with you forever.
Vince, where were you, and what was it like the day you heard that the war was over in Europe?
Say that again.
I say, where were you when the war was over in Europe?
We were 7 miles from Berlin. We were waiting to take Berlin, but they had a pact with the Russians. They were going to let the Russians take Berlin. So we waited 7 days so that Russians could take Berlin. And that was the biggest mistake the government ever made. Once the Russians took it, they took the machinery. They just stole everything there. It was a horrifying event. But politics are dirty. You know that.
Well, when you stop and think of the aftermath, of course, Berlin then was split up, with Russia getting East Berlin and the West, of course, having West Berlin. But, and, of course, the big... How did you feel when President Reagan says, tear down this wall?
Well, of course, you know, that's where pride comes in. You see, he had enough guts to say that. And I as far as I'm concerned, pride is what entails all of us to do whatever we do. And when he said, tear down this wall, he meant it, and that's what happened. And when you look at the United States, whatever we accomplish is because people like Reagan said something and did it. And that's what makes us different from somebody else.
Did you ever meet General Patton? Were you ever close to him?
I was as close as I am to Jim right now.
Wow.
He was a very powerful man. He had a habit of sticking his chin out like Mussolini used to at one time or another, you know. Yes, I've seen him 4 different times. We were at a place called Trieste, and we kept the whole Third Army up because we couldn't get by them. And General Patton came up himself, brought up the 4th Armored Division and the tanks, and in a short while later, we were 13 miles the other side of Trieste. That's what he said. He was a great general, and I'm proud to be part of him.
Well, we were proud that you took a moment and with your wonderful family and came here to share this great story of a restaurant in Westfield, New York called Calarco's, and it's been there now 78 years. I would assume you're already planning your 80th celebration.
Well, I've got lots of plans. In fact, my age means nothing. That's only a number. So when I get ready, my bride and I are going to take a good long trip.
Have you ever gone back to the?
I've wanted to go back, but we've spent all of our life to working on our little restaurant to make sure it's going to be what it is, and Steve and Jeannie will take good care of it after we aren't there.
And Charlotte will be there every day greeting the people.
Oh, she'll be there one way or the other.
Do you ever recommend dishes to people, Charlotte?
I do. If they ask me, I'll tell them what my favorite is, which is lasagna.
And what about the dessert?
Well, I like desserts, any kind.
Yeah, and so, there's a number that they can choose from.
And
obviously,
they're all good, believe me.
Steve, thank you for the opportunity to be with your family today.
Well, I appreciate it. I know my dad enjoyed it.
Vince, thank you so much. Grazie. Jim, grazie.
Grazie. Jim and you and I can't tell you how much my family and I and Rusty, our lovely friends here enjoyed this. And we're so proud, not only of what you have accomplished yourself.
Well,
I mean, what you have done is no more than what we have accomplished. But that's why this country is so great.
That's very kind of you, Vince.
People like us.
There's a great program from October of 2011 here on WJTN Jamestown, The Times of Your Life. Russ Dietrich and Jim Roselli with the Colarco family talking about the Italian restaurant in Westfield, which is still in operation today. This is not paid advertising. We wanted to feature this restaurant because it's really hard today to find good Italian food. And when it comes to the home cooking and families working hard in the restaurant business, we want to give them a little shout out here on The Times of Your Life. If you're interested in looking into them, they are on Market Street in Westfield. The Times of Your Life is brought to you by another great family restaurant, Lena's Pizza. Yeah, Lena's Pizza has been baking it fresh for more than 47 years at 902 East 2nd Street in Jamestown. Give them a call at 716-484-0600. They are also online at lenaspizzaonline.com. They're also active on Facebook, so you can see what specials they have going on. Recently, they honored their employees, their hardworking employees, with a little cornhole, a four-square frisbee, a little soccer, and everyone slept good that night after having a nice family party. And that's what makes great restaurants like Lena's Pizza, you know, a big part of the community is when they give back to their employees, too. And they just do a great job working hard with delicious pizza, never frozen, always fresh ingredients. Favorite toppings, specialty pizzas, the jumbo chicken wings that come in a variety of flavors. Jamie and the crew do a great job down there at Lena's. And if you want to contact them for a pizza pie for tonight or this afternoon, or football game days are coming soon, put Lena's into your phone at 484-0600. Lena's Pizza, a family-owned restaurant tradition for more than 47 years. No other pizza can compare. And we thank them for making the Times of Your Life a part of their sponsorship series. Also, a big shout out to Dave and Marilyn Perdue at Rainer's Liquor Store. They are a great wine and spirit marketer. They've got new products and marketing of wines and spirits coming in all the time for the summer months. They'll be here for the fall months, of course, throughout the winter, and those special occasions for life. So if you're looking for wine, you're looking for champagne, you're looking for some mixed drinks for your upcoming celebrations, Rainer's Liquor Store can do that in bulk for you and save you a couple bucks. If you want to find something vintage, something maybe you saw in your travels around the world, go to Rainer's Liquors. Call ahead. See if they have what you're looking for. They've got a great lineup of flavored vodkas. They've got the traditional whiskeys. They've got wines from all over New York State, the United States, and the world. The vodkas, they've got really cool stuff as well, and convenience too. If you've never had the pina colada, Caribbean rum Malibu in a can cocktail, you're going to like that. The daiquiris, perfect for summer days at Rainer's Liquor Store, Flavan Avenue in Jamestown. Again, if you want to call ahead, 664-4503. They are very active on Facebook as well. So if you want to reach out in advance and see if they have what you're looking for, and if you want them to look for something, they are very open to that conversation. They do more than just wines and spirits at Rainer's Liquor Store. Flavan Avenue in Jamestown, 664-4503. Proud to bring you the Times of Your Life this morning on WJTN.